is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And don't forget, over at freetalklive.com, you get to control the content of the site. You submit different things that you find interesting online. Other listeners vote on them, and then the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them, and so are other people, and therefore we're more likely to discuss them on the air. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. Everything you see there is completely free. So we're going to continue here and then take your jump into your phone calls. Also, I've got some audio to play of a immigration checkpoint refusal by a courageous man. We'll get to that when we get a chance, but of course your calls will come first. But we're going to continue briefly here this conversation about Illinois. And it's not just Illinois, of course, that's having a difficult time financially. California has been making news as well about how, well,
they're giving out IOUs again.
Yeah, that's right. That was in the news just the other day, as a matter of fact, that they just, you know, they just don't have enough coming in to essentially pay out to all their what they claim are their obligations. But as it turns out, there isn't really an obligation, is there, Sam?
No, there's not. We kind of went through that and stepped through how the Constitution guarantees it and makes it plain and clear, but then they've, through some legal sort of, jerry-rigging or whatever, they're saying, oh, no, the state's not responsible for that. The pension fund is.
Right. We're talking about the pensions of the state government people and the city government people in Illinois, which basically they're out of cash, and the pension funds are not able to pay out what they've been being obligated to pay to these people.
Right, and I don't know the specifics on these people's pensions, but many of these police and firefighter pension funds, they get 95% of their pay for the rest of their life.
After working 20 years.
They have tricks that they do on the way out that get them disability in the process. It's my understanding that 80-something% of the guys who the commander types leave on some kind of disability. And we're not talking about bullet wound disabilities. We're talking about irritable bowel syndrome, bad backs, things like that.
Right.
So they get an additional, huge chunk of money. These guys are set up for the rest of their lives.
Or so they think.
Well, yeah.
So it's been. That's been the case up until now. And that's why the government people have been so, they've been so confident that they're going to get what's theirs. They're going to get what's coming to them. And that's when I was going out to the break. I was talking about how a lot of Americans are not very good at their finances, and so they spend to what they earn. They're not good at saving. And government bureaucrats would be probably likely to be even worse than the average American at this, because they've been told this story about how they're going to get all this pension money once they're retired. And it's going to be pretty much, like you said, Mark, 90% or whatever of what they used to earn. So they can basically spend, they believe they can spend beyond their means. Like, oh, yeah, go ahead and buy that big mansion. You'll be able to afford it with your pension.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as it turns out, the government people might not be getting their pensions, and so that's
how you going to make the payments on the mansion.
Yeah.
What are the chances of the funds running dry? Pew Center on the states ranked Illinois dead last in pension funding. The generally accepted view is that Illinois' unfunded pension liabilities come to about $80 billion. That's for a state whose total upcoming operating budget amounts to $26 billion, of which $13 billion is a deficit.
Is that $80 billion for 1 year's worth of payments?
No, I think that's looking out to the future of all the people that are participating in the pension fund.
I see.
What's it going to take to pay everyone that we have in there today? To pay them out for the rest of their lifetime, it's about $80 billion.
So the state budget is 20-something billion, and that's for 1 year, but that's for the entire state, all of its operations.
Yeah, $26 billion, and $13 billion of that is deficit. So they're bringing in $13 billion. They have $80 billion in pension liabilities, and they're having to borrow $13 billion again in order just to keep the state running as is.
Yeah, well, that's what I'd heard. Oh, hey, look, that loops. It's kind of funnier that way. But yeah, so now the last story we read about Illinois wasn't that long ago, a few weeks ago, was that they were going to go and get a $4 billion loan so they could make pension payments or something like that.
Yeah.
So they're already getting in hock over making these pension payments. How are they going to ever pay these loans back? What fool is loaning these people money?
Well, here's a solution. Even if the state were to shut down everything that it runs, such as the Medicaid, transit funding, law enforcement, education, and the legislature, and put all of its money into eliminating the unfunded obligation, the entire state would go dormant for 3 years. Well, not exactly. It would go dormant longer because the liabilities would have continued to increase during the 3 years.
Sure, they've got bureaucrats that are continuing to to retire.
Mm-hmm. Well, to get an idea of how fast, consider that from 2006 to 2010, the unfunded liability doubled to $80 billion from $40 billion, according to Martin. Well, not actually. The unfunded obligation could even be greater, Martin said, because of a flawed formula that underestimates the actual benefit costs. Just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
Wow.
If a more standard calculation were applied, the unfunded obligation could run to $200 billion, according to some analysts.
This is what happens, by the way, when you base your business on stealing. I mean, you're basing your operations on coercion, force, violence, stealing from people. It doesn't work out in the long run. The economics of it will come calling at some point, and it's happening now for Illinois and California, and likely will start happening in other places very soon.
Yeah, it's not that the state has taken $80 billion or $200 billion in cash out of its pension funds. That's a common misconception. Basically, much of the money was never there in the first place because the state has been unable to keep up with the pension payments needed to cover the ballooning benefits. One way to look at it, the state shorts the pension funds to keep the electricity on. How this happened is a complex and dark political tale, oh, I'm sure.
Well, especially in Illinois, one of those corrupt states in the union.
Extending over half a century of wanton spending, borrowing, self-depreciation, and
they don't
lies.
Have any, there's no accountability. They can steal as much as they want. They've done their business based on that factor for the entire life of this so-called state, this concept, which is really just men and women doing violence against other men and women. And because the politicians and the state agents have no responsibility for their actions, they have no there's no reason for them not to just go crazy and spend whatever the heck it is they can get away with spending, tax people as much as they can possibly get away with taxing them. And then when they leave office, they don't have anything hanging over their head. They're collecting the pension, and they're it's on easy street for them. So they don't have any reason to be fiscally responsible when they're on the inside. They can spend and spend and benefit their buddies and punish their enemies as much as they want to, and then once they're out, they're out. Game's up for them. It's the next group of people that come in and then take the reins and do the same exact thing over and over again. At some point, it's going to end.
But if we're to climb out of this nightmare, everyone will have to sacrifice.
Knuckle down!
That includes public employees who, Martin notes, should get on board to work out solutions. They might have to put up with
the last people to do anything.
They might have to put up with some.
This is a union state, okay? I mean, you're not talking about your average state here, or southern state, or something like that. Illinois, everything runs on the union. If you run a power plant and you want to hire a pipe fitter, you don't hire a pipe fitter. You go to 597 Pipe Fitters Union and you say, hey, send me some pipe fitters. It's a monopoly on pipe fitters that 597 has. The whole state is run by unions.
They're not going to give up their
pensions. They're not going to give up anything. They'll drive that ship to the bottom of the ocean no way. Not in your life are they going to give that up.
They might have to put up with some small sacrifices, but it's better than waiting until the well runs dry.
Yeah. No, not to them it's not. They'll suck the last bit out of that well with a straw, yeah, if they have to.
They're not going
to
sacrifice anything because they deserve it. We worked hard for 20 years working in these government bureaucracies, sitting around and filing paperwork and pushing pencils. We deserve every dime of that darn pension, and we're going to get it no matter what it takes. Now go ahead and raise taxes by 50%. Because, well, how else are they going to get out of this? Besides the federal government coming in and bailing them out.
And cut services, too.
there's that, but they're not going to consider that as an option because to cut services means they'd have to cut jobs.
Yeah, that's true.
And they can't do that because, you know, these people have families. 1-800-259-9231. Somebody's on the line here from Illinois. We'll talk to them hopefully coming up. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give to you, including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, edit almost anything there. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Did you know Taryn Lupo from the LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry? Support the ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of his unique stuff. He does custom work for just about anything you can dream up, and you can see his designs at lclreport.com or join his fan page on Facebook. It's lclreport.com.
All right, let's go to your phone calls and talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, Matt. Now, I know you weren't calling about the Illinois financial crisis, but I'm sure you heard the conversation we were having there earlier about how their pension fund is pretty much running dry and they have no way of actually making those payments. Any inside scoop on what's happening out there?
Well, actually, it's kind of sad. 20-30 years ago, Chicago was a heck of a manufacturing town.
Yep.
One of the little known things about Chicago, many people might not know, is we had a lot of candy companies. We had Far Up Hand, we had Mars, we had Godiva Chocolates, a bunch of other candy companies, and they were really employing quite a number of people. And in a roundabout way, I worked for Mars, and they had to start shutting down because the Chicago area just got so expensive to do business in. And so they all packed up and moved. We got none of that anymore. So it's a matter of they've already tried raising taxes. The taxes in the city of Chicago are awful. They're god-awful.
You can only go so high. I mean, at some point or another, they'll just start to leave. And it's a vibrant area. I mean, there's a lot of business going on there. I wouldn't claim that
you
it wasn't.
You were just there, right?
Yeah. But, you know, everybody talks like Matt here is talking and says that, oh, it's not as good as it used to be.
Well, no, it's not. It's not only is it not as good as it used to be, but I mean, these places have up and moved, and there's empty factories sitting. You drive along 290, which is the highway, one of the major highways that goes into the city, and it's lined with factory after factory that's closed.
That's sad.
And those factories all used to have the smokestacks used to be pumping out smoke. Stuff used to be coming out of those factories, and now there's nothing. Mm. And, you know, this is a city of you know, the city itself, just the city proper, has 2.5 million people. And I'm out in the suburbs, and, you know, there's another 10 million people living in the suburbs or around it. And unfortunately, we're not making anything anymore.
Yeah.
We're no longer the city that works. We're no longer the city of big shoulders. Yeah, we still have the meat packing, and yeah, we still have the slaughterhouses and things like that. But even that's not. It doesn't have as much output as it used to.
Well, and it makes sense that food would be one of the last things to go because it's a, you know, it's a basic necessity. So the cars and candy, of course, that's going to go first because that's something that you buy when times are good. You know,
the reason that Chicago is the meatpacking center of America, essentially, was and you know, New York had a certain segment of that too, was because it was sold from there. The commodities exchange in Chicago is the biggest commodities exchange in the world. But you can build a slaughterhouse anywhere now. Mm-hmm. You can pack meat anywhere. Things have just, you know, things have changed, and there's no reason to go to, you know, Chicago proper or Bensenville or wherever, Addison.
Except that they're comfortable. That's where they've been.
Yeah.
But at some point, it's going to get to the point where they're uncomfortable.
Make them uncomfortable, and they will leave.
Right. And, I mean, Matt, you're planning on getting out at some point, hopefully sooner rather than later, I'd imagine.
Oh, God, I'd love to leave tomorrow. I'm hoping to move up to New Hampshire. I'm making my plans, get my things in order. I still have family here, though.
Do you have a house to sell?
No.
Oh, that's good.
No.
That's a good situation to be in because you know I imagine that's difficult. It's certainly difficult in Detroit. It's probably not as bad out the out your way yet. But
I know of houses that have been on the market for over 3 years and haven't been sold.
Wow.
So I mean, especially out in the burbs. It might not be so bad in the city proper, but in out in the northwest burbs is where I know of houses that have been for 3-4 years, and because it's out in the country and people aren't able to actually afford to, you know, go into the city as much as they used to work.
And it makes sense that the cities are going to sort of collapse inwards, where the outskirts, you know, where you can get cheaper houses and so forth, as the housing market continues its decline, it's going to be more, you know, people will be able to afford houses that are closer in to the center of the city, so they're going to buy those, and the ones sitting on the outskirts of town are going to, you know, the vacancy rates are going to keep going up.
Well, plus the fact that they're going to be driving, these people are, the same people are going to be driving older cars,
yep.
And they're not going to, you know, they're going to want to, you know, live closer to work and things like that.
Right.
I mean, I want to live as close to work as possible, mm-hmm. but sometimes it can be cost prohibitive.
That's exactly what's starting to happen is people are starting to move into the city because that's where the work is, and they're not making as much to pay for the gas or to pay for the public transportation like they were in the past.
And wait till gas goes up to $4 or $6 or $8 a gallon thanks to all of this inflationary spending.
So Matt, you were calling for a different reason tonight. What was that?
Okay. My son has a friend, young friend. He's 18. And he up and joined the Army a few months back.
Was this the guy you were trying to talk out of it? You called about?
Yes, he. Oh, I didn't realize I had called about this, but he had.
Thought you did.
He had joined a delayed program, and so we were trying to talk him out of it. Well, it worked. He got talked out of it. But I was talking to him tonight. It turns out he's signed some papers. And now all of a sudden he realizes that he doesn't want to join the Army, that this isn't for him. But I'm afraid, and I don't know this for sure, but I am afraid for him that it's too late.
It's my understanding, and this is just the understanding of, you know, somebody who's been doing a talk show for a while, that you're not joined until you step forward across some such and such line, and you're on your way in getting processed. That the reason they have you sign those paperwork is to sort of emotionally
hook you,
as opposed to it actually being something that you have to do.
Yeah.
I've seen
so
a lot of people. What's that?
I would say there's a chance.
Oh, I know there. I'm certain there is. I had a friend who basically did it. You know, signed up for early, whatever, and then decided that she didn't want to do it, and then you know didn't.
Mark, what's the name of the Quaker organization
cool.
that's out there that helps folks with this kind of stuff? Is it just the Religious Society of Friends? There is a particular division of Quakers that's out there doing counter recruitment and things
like
that.
I don't know. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, I would look into the Quakers, Matt, and see what kind of information you can glean from them. Maybe talk to them. But the way I would approach that is to say something like, you know, I signed this under coercion or under, you know, I was confused. I didn't realize what I was doing, and I rescind my signature. Thanks. Bye bye. Or something like that.
Okay.
He was probably 17 when he signed it, which I don't even think it makes it entirely legal.
Was he 17?
I'm not sure whether he was 17 or 18, but
okay.
That actually helps. And
yeah.
I will see him again on Saturday, so I'll talk to him and find out how things went.
They're not going to force somebody who, you know, is saying, look, I don't want to go into, I don't think they're going to force him into it, you know, this early on in the game. But let us know what happens, will you? Or come up, Free Talk
sure.
Live. Thanks, dude.
Right.
Appreciate
bye-bye.
It.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners. And if you're a lady listener, you can become a part of the Shrine. All that is required is a validated photo or video to show that you are indeed a listener of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You'll see what that's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of customers who fail to pay their bills. You may believe that this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So, if you have or know of any business that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI, they reposition companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, still to come, we're going to play some audio from one of the police Border Patrol checkpoints down south as one man asserts his right to be free. It's pretty good stuff. We'll get to that. But first, Chris is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
I need some advice about restitution.
Okay.
My dogs, we live near about 40 acres of nature preserve, and our dogs, even though we had put in an invisible fence and we usually have them on a leash now since they started getting out of that, they still escape and they go off and dig usually. Well, they actually got out and killed some neighbor's chickens.
Uh-oh.
Although we didn't know that at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that encounter with the bureaucrats cost $70 to get the obedient dog out. The disobedient dog
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. So,
at home that
wait
night.
A minute. How did the bureaucrats get involved in this? They came out and captured your dogs?
Well, I guess, yes. They captured the obedient dog.
Mm-hmm.
They were still in the chicken coop, I guess. Mm. And the one who doesn't
caught
listen
red-handed.
To us even.
Or pawed, I suppose. Mouth, yeah. So, okay,
and,
so they're in the chicken coop. The bureaucrats, the animal control bureaucrats showed up and snatched the obedient one. The other one got away?
Yeah.
Okay.
And came home.
And so you had to go and pay the bureaucrats $70 in order to get your good dog out.
Yes.
How many chickens?
About 4 or 5 chickens.
Okay.
But the problem came up in that my wife handled the whole thing, and I think she handled it very well. But when she found out what had happened, we basically found out where the good dog was by calling the sheriffs and seeing if they had impounded the dog. And they gave her the neighbor's, I'll call him, number. And when he called, she said, "What can I do to make up for this?"
Good question.
And he
to
said
ask.
Very, very rudely. She was in tears when she called me about it. You'll be hearing from my lawyer, which I think you guys have heard recently from.
I don't think I have.
People.
But anyway, go ahead.
L. Neil Smith, I guess.
Oh.
Anyway,
yeah, go on.
She called back the bureaucrat, who then said, "Well, you've done all you can do. Don't you shouldn't call him again." And I was thinking that my dog did damage to somebody else's property, and I'm not trying to shirk that responsibility. And I was thinking that I should call him, and she is totally against that.
Because
the bureaucrat said.
I would suggest actually doing some research, going online. Obviously you don't know what specific breed of chicken the dog killed. But maybe doing some basic research. I know one of the guys here ordered some online from McElry's or something like that. So the chickens aren't that expensive. You can draft a letter that says, "I will order, 4 chickens. I'll pay for feed for them for 6 months so that they grow up and, can start producing eggs again." And make some kind of offer of restitution, not through a phone call, but in a letter.
Yeah.
And then when it goes to court, you can say, no, look, I haven't been unresponsive. Here was the first thing that I offered to make good on this.
I like that.
Yeah, I was thinking something similar. I was actually thinking, the guy's upset, right? Like his property's been violated. His chickens have been killed, probably in a horrible fashion. I get that he might be upset. I was thinking something more like a sympathy note, just saying, "Look, I understand you're upset, and we stand prepared to restitute in the manner that you name. Something restitute in a reasonable fashion in the manner that you name. We stand prepared to do that." And I think that, Sam points out that if he does decide to take you to court over chickens,
it's property. I mean,
it could,
to hire a lawyer over some chickens.
Yeah, he's not going to hire a lawyer over some chickens. That just doesn't make any sense. But
he had said that it was his grandchildren's chickens. And so I think there is a sentimental value there for him.
The grandkids probably see him as pets.
Yeah, I'm sure it's true. I'm sure it's true. Look, we stand prepared to restitute in these cases. The dogs aren't villains. They're dogs. And, it's difficult for me to imagine that this guy hasn't been in some scenario where some dog that's been close to him, whether it's a friend or his or the mom or dad's or something like that, hasn't killed somebody's chickens. Dogs kill chickens.
As do wild beasts, whatever might possibly come into the farm. Yeah, I think it's a good suggestion. But I guess my one point of clarification between both of your suggestions, I like, Sam, I like your idea of writing it down, getting an official record of you being willing to make good. But, Sam, you kind of came up with the idea of proposing some restitution. And, Mark, I didn't really hear that with you. Do you think it's best to approach and just say, "I'm willing to make restitution," and then ask him what he thinks would be reasonable, or to come forth with a proposal?
I'm generally of the opinion that you should let the other guy talk first.
In the case of L. Neil Smith, with his controversy between the Shire Society and his the thing that he wrote back in the 1980s, I won't get into the details, but in that case, it was suggested that the people that were looking at that case, one of them suggested that it's usually standard for the person who's been victimized to say, well, this is what I think I deserve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like both approaches. I think what Mark's saying is a good suggestion as well. You might want to start out the letter and say, you know, tell me what you need to rest to feel made whole again. Here's, and then if you want to, you can add a section that says, here's what something I can suggest, and then lay out, well, I'll buy you X chickens and pay for feed and so forth.
Does that make sense?
That sounds, yeah, it sure does. Thanks
Chris,
a lot.
Chris, will you let us know what happens with this?
I'll, if.
That's a yes or no. He's gone. Thanks for the call.
I think that in this circumstance, you're dealing with a guy who's still in an emotional state. And
yeah, he may write back, $1 million!
Well, it's not right. The writing isn't the... Once he has to put pen to paper, then he has to act in a more reasonable fashion. Mm-hmm. He was clearly upset on the telephone. Yeah. I don't think it's a good idea to call the guy on the telephone again. Essentially,
there's no record there.
You've been rebuffed in through that sort of plane of contact, so there's no reason to go after that one again.
I guess he's gone, so I guess we'll never know if he got to eat the chickens that his dog killed.
No.
I mean, no?
The so, dogs ate the chickens.
Yeah, have to pay for them.
Hopefully we will.
And
hear
I would
back
like to
that.
Point out, I've got chickens at my house, and a raccoon came, was killing, killed one of the chickens, ate it through the fence. I mean, this is a resilient little animal, and nobody's going to restitute me. Okay, these chickens are like pets. They're not going to get eaten or anything like that. They've got names. And some wild animal came along and killed it.
It could have been any old beast that killed his chickens. He's lucky that it happened to be a neighbor's where he can maybe get some restitution from them. So what kind of precautions do you have to take to keep your chickens safe? I mean, the fence wasn't enough. He was able to kill the chicken through the fence and eat it through the fence?
You can take all kinds of precautions when it comes to chickens. In this case, this chicken pen has the floor has been dug out 1 foot deep, and fencing has been put underneath. You can't even
burrow
in.
So they can't dig down.
Yeah, it was thought to be the impregnable chicken poop. Apparently not.
Raccoon found his way. So the raccoon was able to kill the chicken through the fence.
And ate it through the fence.
Amazing.
Wow.
Almost got
too close. The chicken was just too dumb. It got too close.
They
to
are dumb.
More coming up at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Your chicken tips or whatever it is you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So, I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time! Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance! Buy three, get one free! Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you free. Now, if you want to help support the show, there's a great way to do that, and that is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that particular link, and then Free Talk Live gets a portion of Amazon's profits. So it's the same great Amazon, same prices, same everything that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our portal, and then Amazon gives us credit for the purchases you make. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls with Corby listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Corby.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
If California legalizes marijuana in November, would that make California more of a free state than New Hampshire?
I think that you have to look at things in the aggregate, and one of the ways that you can look, there are different metrics, if you
will. All of the public schools, that's a big word, aggregate. What does that mean?
You know,
in total,
is it free altogether? Just because you can smoke a doob, it's one freedom.
I can go down to Central Square here in Keene, New Hampshire, and smoke a doob pretty much any old time.
Legal. I'll answer you this, though. If Colorado decided to legalize marijuana, then that would be a freer state than New Hampshire, I would guess, because it was a near dead heat with Colorado. Wasn't it Colorado, South Dakota, and New Hampshire? It was. Take a look at the Mercatus Center study from 2008. I think it came out early 2008. You can look in the top three states were nearly at a dead tie. New Hampshire was ahead by a nose, essentially.
New Hampshire supposedly has the lowest tax burden, so as I understand it. They also have the lowest ratio of government employees to regular people. So it just all depends on how you're looking at things. If you're just looking at marijuana marijuana decrim / legalization, then yeah, clearly California has been leading the way on that for a decade and a half.
I would say that Colorado and California both have poker and marijuana, which are the only two things that I do that are illegal here in Texas. Those two things are pretty big in my book of becoming not a criminal versus being a daily...
Well, if that's all you care about is just you being able to do the things that you want to do, then that's what you should seek out. For me, I'd like to see freedom for as many people that want it, and I'd like to see freedom from coercion. For me, it doesn't... But for me, I agree with you that poker and gambling and cannabis and things like that should be legal, and that's why I've engaged in those activities publicly in acts of civil disobedience here in Keene, because I agree with you on those issues. But I also agree that other people shouldn't be coerced against in the things that they find interesting, the things that they want to do, whether it's homeschool or something else, entirely doing a business without asking for government permission, etc. And so because I'm opposed to coercion, I'm opposed to human beings using violence and the threat thereof against other human beings, I'm willing to work a little bit, I guess, on a wider range of issues. But if all you are is interested in those two issues, then that's what you should seek out.
I admire your activism, and I strongly support your civil disobedience, but you've gone to jail more in the last month than I have in my life, so I try to, you're not exactly my advice person I try to avoid jail, but I strongly support you, and I'm glad you do all the stuff you do, but I can't really go to jail because I don't have, people to support walk my dog, and, I gotta go to work and stuff, so.
Sure.
Yeah, but anyway, I appreciate everything you do, and, I was just thinking it's kind of, it seems like in New Hampshire, even if you get 20,000 people, I'm still not sure if those other 980,000 are pretty conservative types. It seems like you're kind of outnumbered.
Well, there's actually 1.4 million people around that here in New Hampshire. But I see where you're coming from. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. The thing is, the 900,000 or the 1.3
poker's
million.
Legal in New Hampshire at the gambling places. I've played it here. So
it's legal when we play it out at the Free Keen Fest.
I don't know if
they
it's legal.
They don't arrest you.
Right.
Yeah, they don't arrest you.
I played it at dog track. So, if those are your issues, then you should do what you want.
Yeah, that's going to make you happy.
And I've said on the show multiple times, look, the Free State Project is for people who want to work towards freedom. You don't need to get arrested to do it. You could do it in a variety of different ways. There's lots of different things that people do. And just being here will give you ideas in the ways that you can act. But, if you want to be free yourself, buy a sailboat and go, sail out on the open seas. There's nobody there to bother you. They won't tax you on your sailboat out there. You can eat fish and sunbathe.
Yeah, I guess it just all depends on what you want. For me, first of all, I can go and I can play some poker with friends if I wanted to. I don't really care much about gambling, but I could go and do that, and the government likely would not find out. And I can go and smoke pot pretty much anywhere I want to, at other people's houses and things like that, and the government, very, very unlikely they're going to find out about it. But even if they were to fully legalize gambling and to fully legalize pot smoking, would that really make you happy? Would you really be okay with paying, let's see, California taxes, whatever the heck those are, income tax? They've got city and state income tax out there, and depending on what cities you're in, they
already paying taxes. So
right, they have a bunch of other, the burdens of the state are very large out in California. So if you think that you're going to be happy as other people are being aggressed against, then by all means, go out and do that. But me, I don't like seeing people get hurt. I don't like seeing because I could have just gone about my life without really ever doing any of this.
Yeah, and the chances of getting busted for pot aren't that high, and especially if you have some kind of sense about you, about how you go about it. And
right. So I could have just gotten a job. I could have smoked my pot. I could have gambled with my friends, and I could have gone through my life like that. But it really bugs me when I see people who've never harmed another person being put in jail for things. And it really bugs me, the idea that there are these government parasite people out there just living off of the productive capacity of the people that are actually out providing products and services to other people. So that really gets at me, and I can't just allow that to go on without speaking out and without doing something about it, without doing everything that I believe that I can within my purview to affect that. That's just how I am. So if you're not that way, that's okay too. You can be however you want. And whatever it is that makes you happy, you should pursue that. I fully support you pursuing what makes you happy. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Because if everybody was made happy by the same things, it'd be a pretty boring universe out there, wouldn't it? So your thoughts are welcome here. We're going to get coming up here in the third hour of the show. We've got audio from the checkpoint, one of the multitudes of checkpoints down in the southern, near the southern border. And we're going to play some of that audio for you, because the guy in that particular piece of audio isn't, he cares about freedom enough to stand up for it and take a risk. And if that's what you want to do, if you want to be free, then some risk is going to be involved. And don't think just for a moment that you're going to be able to get involved in politics and not have any risk be involved in that either. They, if you do anything that threatens the status quo, that threatens the parasites, the government people out there that are sucking off of productive capacity of people, they will do everything within their power to stop you.
The political types are bemoaning that apparently the Democrats this year, it's them, are ripping up signs and making a big mess of things, stealing signs and
That's
stuff
so
like
nasty.
That.
It's just so nasty. Politics
it's nasty
so
behavior.
Nasty.
But, I mean, I understand why they do it. They feel threatened. Do you understand? I mean, that's what politics is. It's put your guy in to threaten the other guy.
To control other people.
So it's a threatening thing. When I see that politician sign, for instance, there's a big government Democrat here in town, and I'm not saying I hate Democrats. I'm just saying that this one in particular, not my favorite politician. She's got her big green sign there, and I see that thing, and it's a threat to me. Mm. It might as well say, we hate Free Staters, or, you know, like something. It's, to me, it is a personal threat when I see her sign. And there's good reason. That lady wants very badly to take away from me the power to educate my child, the power that I have over my own earnings. Mm. She wants to institute an income tax. She wants to, make people wear seatbelts. Grown adults wear seatbelts. She wants anything and everything that has to do with the government getting bigger, stronger, and more intrusive.
You know, that particular politician, Sam, didn't you ask her to do a meeting with some of the activists, and she basically blew you off?
Is this a senator that we're...
Yeah.
Yeah. So while I was in jail, I had people call in, and I can't wait for her to come back on the radio and...
Oh, she will.
...and do her little campaign. My plan is to actually call in and say, you know, when I was in jail, when I first moved to Keene, she happened to be at the Panera restaurant. And introduced myself. We said hi, talked for a minute, and she says, well, despite our differing views, I'm sure of one thing, that we can work together. And I'm like, okay, great.
What kind of sense does that make?
So then when I'm in jail, we have everybody call her. I'm being held without trial, indefinitely without trial. She doesn't return anybody's call. Then she came on the radio and said, I'm on a listening campaign, and I'm here to listen to you. If you want to meet with me, call and set up an appointment, and I'll come out to your event.
So she was too busy for you.
Too busy. But she did have time for the teachers union. And here in New Hampshire, in Cheshire County, where we do the show from, they're spending $18,300 per student per year. It's outrageous.
I'm sure to her it's not enough.
But probably not.
Did she basically promise to do it later, though, right? Like later on?
Oh, she said, well, sorry, we ran out of time.
Oh, so there's no more promise on the table
at
all. All right, more coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumaThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumaThinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.